Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hi, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. We've got a victim, a caller on the line. But before we get to my friend, segment two of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m., ladies and gentlemen, to 8 p.m. Try their delicious Burt End sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus, incredible sides. Get fueled for your lunch today or make delicious dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right, Jay, Carriker's Trivia Challenge. Week three is here, is upon us. Who's on the line, my friend?
We have Joe on the line. Joe, are you still there?
I am.
All right.
How's it going, Joe?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm good. What's Nebraska's final record going to be? I'm just going to interview you the rest of the show. How's that sound?
That's fine. I don't know that they're going to go 8-4, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a diehard Husker fan, but they kind of lost the momentum after our Super Bowl win there in week two.
Yep.
But I think it's going to be 7-5, maybe, right. Hopefully.
I would take that.
Yeah, yeah.
I would absolutely take that. All right. What's our challenge? What's our trivia here today, Jake? What is the topic? I don't even know.
Well, since there's a bye week, we'll just go with college football trivia in general, kind of leaders among the Big Ten in college football.
All right.
So get the music right. Going. For those that
let's
don't
light
know,
this candle.
Three questions for Adam, three questions for Joe. And then if we need to, we'll go to a tiebreaker there. We've been having – Adam, you go – what, have you been going second?
Yeah, they can still go first. They're the guests. Guests go first.
Guests go first. That sounds fair enough. All right, so Joe, we'll start with you. And these are either-or questions, so you can't be too far off. Who leads the nation with 3,210 passing yards? Is it Ole Miss's Jackson Dart or Miami's Cam Ward?
I'm going Miami's Cam Ward.
It is actually Jackson Dart.
Those are actually the top two in the country. Way to go,
correct,
Jake.
Yeah. Harold Fannin Jr. is second in the nation right now, one of only two players with over 1,000 yards, and he's a tight end, so that's just kind of some fun trivia for you. But who does he play for? Is it San Jose State or Bowling Green?
Bowling Green.
That is correct. There is a point for Joe.
All right.
Which of these players leads the Big Ten in interceptions, Joe? Is it Coy Parrish out of Minnesota or Will Johnson out of Michigan?
Will Johnson.
It is actually Coy Parrish of Minnesota. So, Joe,
one out of three.
You finish with one. At least you predicted Nebraska will get two out of three, so that's a good start.
Hey, we'll take that.
Yeah, so
you get that right, you win everything. You win life, my friend.
Well, as an LDS Grizzly parent, I was more excited to watch the Grizzlies this year than the Huskers right now.
I have no response to that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jay.
All right, so let's see, Adam, two to win. One to at least tie.
Okay.
Caleb Johnson leads the Big Ten in rushing with 1,279 yards. Who is currently second with 931 yards? Is it Kyle Manongai from Rutgers or Jordan James from Oregon?
Kyle Manongai.
It is Kyle Manongai. There's one point for you. Which quarterback leads the conference with 2,665 passing yards? Is it Dylan Grabiel of Oregon or Will Rogers of Washington?
Those are the two I would have without you. Those are the two I would have been down to, like, without you giving me any options. I'm gonna go Will Rogers of Washington.
It is actually Dylan Gabriel of Oregon.
All right,
you need this one here.
The big one.
Otherwise, we'll head to the tiebreaker. Which of these players leads the Big Ten in sacks with 9.5? Is it Kydren Jenkins of Purdue or Mikhail Kamara from Indiana?
You know what? I am going to go with, I can't pronounce his name, but Purdue.
Kydren Jenkins. It is actually Kamara from Indiana.
No.
So we go to the tiebreaker here.
Dang it.
The tiebreaker is a little bit of fun, having fun with Iowa. So reminder with the tiebreaker, we're going to have you throw out a number to the answer. And then Joe just gets to go either above or below that. If you get the number correct, you win.
So hold on. So he gets the advantage?
Oh. He pretty much gets the advantage, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Let's light it. Light this candle.
All right. Iowa plays UCLA tonight. So we're going to do a little Iowa trivia here. Luke Lachey leads Iowa in receiving yards this season. How many yards does he have through 9 games?
Iowa actually throws the ball this year. They've actually scored 30 points, like 4 of their last 6 games. Through 9 games, they played 9 games so far.
They played 9 games.
All right. I don't think he's averaging 100 a game. So I'm going to go. I might have just given him the over under. That's all right. I'm going to go with 800 on the dot.
800 yards. All right, Joe, we'll go to you to see if you can be the first one to knock off Adam Carricker. Is it a above or below 800s, the amount of yards Luke Lachey has in leading Iowa in receiving yards?
Below.
He says below. The actual answer is?
Come on.
209 yards is all he has to lead Iowa.
Oh, my God. Iowa still doesn't throw the ball.
So, Joe, you are the winner, the first one to knock off Adam Carricker.
Good job, Joe.
Carricker's Trivia Challenge.
Congratulations, Joe.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Love listening to your show. It's my lunch hour.
I appreciate it, man. Well, thank you, Joe.
Yes,
of course, it'd be Iowa that would take me down. Freaking Iowa.
Joe, by the way, hold on the line. You'll now have your lunch hour is taken care of, and now breakfast will be taken care of tomorrow. Once again, from Lincoln Center Kiwanis Club, 65th Annual Pancake Festival, Joe is the winner there. By the way, too, last season, Eric all led Iowa. This is through their whole season with 299 yards receiving. So
they
just don't pass the ball around too much up there.
They're still scoring more points than us. Okay. Well, first of all, congratulations, Joe. All right. 2-1. That's the record. All right. Now, it's funny because like every Monday I walk in here and I'm asked by people about the upcoming opponent. Like when it was UCLA, they want to know what are your thoughts on UCLA. And when it was Indiana, it was the same thing. Each and every Monday, I'm like, I don't really know about the upcoming opponent yet. Usually about Wednesday. Once Tuesday's show is over, I kind of close the book on the previous opponent. Usually about Wednesday, I start doing a ton of recon. And then I record a prediction show, and I come in here on Thursday, and I'm ready for that next opponent. I haven't really looked at Iowa a ton this year, and I probably won't. Maybe Tuesday, because that's always a Friday game. Maybe Tuesday I'll start looking at them. So, hey. He kicked my tush and he spanked me like a 4-year-old in Kmart. Attaboy, Joe. All right, let's head and talk, maybe for the first time ever, at least the first time this year. No, I did it around National Signing Day, a little bit of Nebraska football recruiting, a little bit of update here. Now, Christian Jones, all right. Well, Christian Jones, I actually had him on the show. I interviewed him earlier this year on the Carricker Chronicles, but Nebraska currently has a 24th ranked class in the country, the 6th ranked class, just like I talked about. All right, and then I asked Kenny Wilhite about. I said, we've got about the 6th most talented team in the Big Ten. Guess what? We got the 6th ranked class in the Big Ten right now as well. 24th in the country. We're consistently top 25. We're top 20 more often than not. All right. We're going to be top 6 recruiting wise more often than not in the Big Ten. So, like, after this year, and I don't want to get the cart before the horse, but you start to look at, okay, I'm getting the cart before the horse, and then I'm just going to visit this topic in another day. Do you realize how many players we lose after this year? What the offensive line looks like, what the D-line looks like, what certain position groups look like. There needs to be some young players who step up, and there needs to be some action in the frickin' transfer portal. Now, it can be done. Schools have done it. Just look at the Who's Your Daddies, Indy frickin' Anna. They go from 3-9 to 9-0. All right, so it can be done. My point is, there needs to be some action in the transfer portal. Some of these young players need to step up that have redshirted this year, that have been developing, and that are going to be coming in next year. All right, but right now, as per normal, Nebraska's got the 24th ranked recruiting class in the country, 6th in the Big Ten. Class score is 88.4. The previous score was 89.61, obviously signing day, which is really in December, not February anymore, but it's early National Signing Day is in December. They did get rid of that second day, though, didn't they? Didn't they do something like that a few months ago? Say there's only one signing day. Jake's going to look that up. It really doesn't matter. Our whole entire class was wrapped up in December last year. I don't think anybody signed in February. So basically, December is the actual signing day. So obviously, there'll be some more comings and goings. You got Christian Jones, four-star, top linebacker, top player in the state of Nebraska. Malcolm Simpson, another four-star. Isaiah Mosey, a guy who could potentially come in 6 foot, 190 at Lee's Summit, Missouri. He could potentially come in next year, get some time on the field, see some play time. You got, all right, defensive lineman, Cade, 6'5", 240. Going to need to put a little meat on, but that's a guy with a bright future. Petrek. Then you got TJ Latif, the quarterback, who's been committed for a long time up to this point. Juju Marks, who recently just committed to the Huskers. So there's a lot of guys with the potential to come in and do something. You never know what you're going to get. I said it a million times out of a true freshman. You look at specifically the state of Nebraska. All right, right now, there from the state of Nebraska, there are six current, all right, Nebraska kids committed to the Cornhuskers at the moment. And there's a couple of kids, one in particular, Chase Lofton, Millage South, Omaha, tight end, 6'6", 215, committed to Florida State. There's been some rumor and innuendo, so to speak, hopefully it becomes true, who's, you know, folks are kind of expecting him possibly to maybe some point flip to the Big Red over here to the good guys. All right, there's a particular running back. I want to get to these stats here because they're really impressive. And I actually need to update them. I think they're about a week, maybe 2 weeks old. But four-star running back commit Connor Booth has had an unreal senior season so far. And this is, again, I need to update this, but when I took the screenshot, it was either a week and a half ago, of this tweet from at 402 Nation. So shout out to them. 184 carries at the time, 2,414 yards, 44 touchdowns, 13.1 yards per carry, averaging 268 rush yards per game. And he's averaging a touchdown on one out of every four carries. All right. So there's some talent coming in. There's reason for optimism and excitement. Matt Rule's out recruiting right now from defensive linemen to flying all over the place. All right. And I'm curious to see if we see any flips or any commitments here in the next week or two, especially with Rule and the coaches out recruiting hardcore this weekend. But the number one player in the state of Nebraska, Christian Jones, is committed. Number two is Chase Lofton. We'll see what happens with him. Number three, Pierce Mewberry, Miller North from Omaha, 6'4", 200-pound linebacker. Tyson Terry, all right, out of Omaha North, also committed. Jackson Carpenter. This dude, this is the prototypical Matt Rule player. 6'2", 185. He's got decent stats. He's not going to be like that guy that his stats just jump off the paper like I just read with Connor Booth, but he's that guy that you're going to watch him. He is freaking athletic. He is explosive. He can jump. He's got speed. He's a guy that Matt Rule likes to get in. That's an athlete. That's obviously a good football player, but he wants to develop into something much, much more. All right. Potentially a good to even better than that possible football player. And that's what he's done everywhere he's gone. That's what he tries to do. All right. So that's a brief, we got to hit break here soon, but that's a brief, all right, recruiting update and kind of where we're at nationally, where we're at in the Big Ten, where we're at recruiting Nebraska-wise. You look at, let's see, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. I always take star rankings with a grain of salt. We got 5 4 stars. All right. I've ever since I was a player, I've always said, I don't really care who you are when you walk through the door. It's what you do once you're in the building. And I've actually never shared this story. I'll keep names out of it. I watched a 5-star running back from, I'm not going to say the state because people will figure it out quickly. I watched a 5-star running back do Oklahoma drill versus a very undersized walk-on kid from Lincoln, Nebraska. And I watched, and this is not something that happens all the time, but it's why I take star rankings with a grain of salt. I watched that kid, who eventually was a captain, that'll be a hint as to who he is, blow up the 5-star running back twice in a row. So I'm all about, hey, let's bring in talent. Let's bring in highly recruited kids. That's phenomenal. But there's more to it than just that, in my humble opinion. All right, let's see what else we got here. Left on the docket for the show today, we're going to head to break here quickly. I want to react to the first, and I'll go quick, to the first ever CFP rankings, potential playoff matchups, and then do some college football predictions for this weekend as well, ladies and gentlemen. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.